the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over,
searched all over.
Couldn't
find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We give God our highest praise on this evening, and we thank God for you, intercessor. We thank God for you, prayer warrior. We thank God for you connecting with this prayer line. We believe that we are making a difference, not just in our lives, but in the world in which we live. Amen. The word says that my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, seeking my face, I will heal the land, and they will hear from heaven. To God be all the glory. Well, we're going to pray, and I want to start off with a scripture. We're going to go to about the 8:30 hour. We're here for an hour tonight. Jesus said, could you not pray with me for an hour? So we're going to go for about an hour tonight. But I want to read something from the book of Genesis. This story is related to Joseph. Remember, Joseph had a dream. Not only did he have a dream, he was an interpreter of dreams. And in Genesis chapter number 40, Pharaoh had a dream. And let's pick it up at verse number 28. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh, what God is about to do, he showed unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after then 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten. Help us, God. In the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine that follows, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt and the seven plenteous years. Here we have an account of Pharaoh having a dream, what God is about to do. God was not going to surprise Pharaoh. God gave him the dream twice, one about corn and one about cows. There were fat ears of corn, then there were skinny ears of corn. There were fat cows, and then there were skinny cows. And Joseph interpreted the dream with the fat cows and the fat ears of corn that those are going to be 7 years where things are going to prosper. Things are going to grow. There's going to be plenty. There's going to be increase in access and abundance in the land of Egypt. But after that, a famine, a severe famine is going to follow. Amen, somebody. And it says that the famine is going to be so severe that you're not going to even recognize that there was once a season of prosperity. And I believe as we pray tonight, I believe that God is going to give us patience, God is going to give us perseverance, and God is going to give us, amen, somebody, the ability to wait on God.
Amen.
Because I believe in my heart that sometimes we as believers don't respond in our dry seasons, in our famine seasons. Come on, somebody. When things aren't working, when things aren't going according to plan, because the devil is busy, and we got to have the right response. Even when we can't see him or feel him or trace him, we got to know that God is at work.
Amen.
And God is with us. But our perspective will never be right without the spirit of prayer. So when we pray tonight, I believe that God is going to honor our prayers and let us see if you, maybe you're in that dry place. Maybe you, it has been a struggle this season for you. But I believe as we pray tonight, God is going to get the glory. Amen, somebody. To God be all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that all things will work for our good. Even in the name of Jesus, in the midst of sometimes loss, To God be the glory. As we go through those seasons, I believe that God gives us perseverance. That's the ability to press, the ability to push. God gives us patience, the ability to wait. Glory be to God. And God allows us in the name of Jesus to receive a certain power. There's a certain power that comes through the spirit of prayer. And as believers, it's not time to back up from faith. It's not time to back up from the church. It's not time to back up from our dreams and our aspirations, because I believe though it tarry, God will do it. God is not a man that he lied to you or he lied to me. And if the relationship is struggling, if the business, amen, is struggling, if sometimes our body, our health, sometimes it looks like we're waiting on total healing, hang in there. Persevere. Press. And I believe God is going to honor us as we press toward the mark of the high call of God. I can't explain why God have us to wait sometimes, but I know he gives us strength. He gives us ability. He gives us endurance and perseverance. God has a plan and a process that he must take us through to get us to where he wants to get us. And Joseph was in prison when this opportunity came. And this opportunity came, hallelujah, I believe, as a result of prayer in the name of Jesus.
Are you going to pray? You going to pray?
To God be the glory. So, Lord, have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for every believer right now. I pray that you minister to the hearts of your people, Lord. Those who may have thought about giving up in the name of Jesus, we call and decree and declare the devil a liar. There's no quitting us. We are victorious. We are winners. We are more than conquerors through him who strengthens us. Your word says we can do all things through Christ. So, Lord, I thank you. I praise you for these under the sound of my voice right now. They said sometimes when it's dry and when there's a famine, it looked like when things were going good, it's been a long time since. But I believe through the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, God is going to restore. God is going to replace that which was lost. God is about to give somebody a supernatural turnaround, a supernatural intervention of his goodness. A supernatural breakthrough is coming to you. I decree and declare it will get better. It's going to get better. It must get better in the name of Jesus. It's not the time to get discouraged. That's why we pray. It's not the time to lose heart. Jesus said in the word, before this day, I'm watching the town hall meeting last night, watching the president address, and I tell you, the nation is in need of a miracle. Our political leaders, those running the country, need God's hand to intervene. Those who are our leaders, those who we trust to govern, need the hand of God in this season. It is clear, hallelujah, that God needs to intervene. It is clear that we need God to help the United States of America. It is clear. I mean, there's talks of wars. The Bible prophesied there'll be wars and rumors of war. And I believe soon our country will be at war again. So we got to pray for our military. We have to pray for our law enforcement. We have to pray even for civilians in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I lift up every marriage tonight. I lift up every family tonight. I lift up every child represented by every parent and grandparent on this prayer line. Lord, in the name of Jesus, those transitioning, looking for jobs, started a new job, unemployed and looking for a new job, in the name of Jesus, that represents the famine that we talked about tonight. And right now, I believe by faith in the name of Jesus that on their next interview they will be hired, that their resume, as they send it out over the internet, that God, you will show them favor in the name of Jesus. That one looking for housing. That one looking to secure an automobile for transportation. I believe by faith right now that it's already done. Glory be to God. We're trying to figure it out, and you have already worked it out. And the enemy is trying to get us not to operate in faith. So, God, I pray right now that everyone under the sound of our voice will not grow weak in faith in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray right now, and I speak to every marriage. Glory be to God, that God is over that marriage, that the Holy Spirit is uniting you as one flesh, that the love of God will rule and reign that union in the name of Jesus. Every parent, I understand they call it the millennials. There's so many nicknames for the millennials, this new generation. They're calling them the lost generation. The devil is a liar. They will have vision. They will not be confused and double-minded. They will have direction and clarity of the kind of marriage they want, the kind of career they want. They will have vision of where they're headed in the name of Jesus. So every young person is not confused. Every young person in the name of Jesus, because their parents know the Lord, because their grandparents know the Lord. And you said to the third and fourth generation of those who love you, you will bless. People of God, our children are covered. Hallelujah. We can't look at the stats. We can't look at all the facts. We can't look at the stereotypes that is put on this generation. We have to believe the Bible. We have to believe the scriptures. We have to believe the word of God. We're going to pray. Sunday was my book launch, my book release. And the man of God spoke from Ephesians chapter number 4 or 2, I believe. He said, and he talked about the grace of God. He said, it's by grace that we are saved, E-D, S-A-V-E-D. And he said, because we are saved, we are healed. Because we are saved, we are already delivered. Because we are saved, we have already prospered. And the man of God spoke to new creation in every visitor. He said, our job is to believe and receive. He said, we have to receive it by faith. Grace has made so much available to you and I, healing, deliverance, prosperity. But the man of God reminded us that we have to receive it by faith. I believe that's why God led me to that scripture tonight. Even when it don't look good, it is good. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. That one was for me. Even when it don't look good, it's all good. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now because I believe that God hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. Pastor Rebecca is with us tonight. New Creation Christian Ministry is here tonight. If you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. We just want to touch and agree. There's nothing mystical or magical about what we do. This is Bible. To God be the glory. We're going to take our first caller tonight, and it is coming from the area code 919, ending in the number 278. God bless you this evening.
This may be Pastor Anthony.
Yes, God bless. Who are we speaking with?
Look, I was this Michelle. I was saying my phone number. I was like, you know how you don't call yourself. But anyway, this is Michelle. Congratulations on your book, Pastor Anthony. I was calling in tonight for prayer.
Amen. We're going to lift you up before the Lord, and thank you for that. Continue to pray for me. God is blessing, and I believe the book is going to be a blessing to so many. So thank you for your continued prayers. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your woman servant. God, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I thank you that she is the property of Almighty God. She is God's property, and no weapon formed against her will prosper. And you say every tongue against her life, against her ministry, against her family will be condemned. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, if she is in a dry season, or if it's apparent, Lord, that maybe the business might be slower, or maybe the ministry is not what it was once, and maybe, Father God, even the career and her service to others, Lord, the clients and the customers, and, Father God, the buyers and the sellers, whatever it is, whatever it looked like, doesn't matter. We believe by faith right now, God, that you have her in the center of your will, that you will meet all of Prophetess Nichelle, will meet all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. So, God, she is a woman that walks by faith, not a weak faith, but a strong faith. So continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to help her with her livelihood. Continue to help her to raise her children and the fear and admonition of the Lord. Continue to bless her moving forward by faith with a boldness and a courageous attitude toward the kingdom of God. You said the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. And right now, God, I'm praying that you will order her steps. Right now, God, I pray that she'll continue to have a submissive will to your will. In the name of Jesus, right now, God, I thank you for her submission to the plan of God for her life. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, when she prophesy, let her prophesy with authority and accuracy. In the name of Jesus. When she speaks, Lord, let none of her words fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that she is connected to this prayer line. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will strengthen her when she's weak, that every tear that she may shed, you will wipe it with your comforting arms in the name of Jesus. Every trouble that try to hit her thought process, God, you will give her peace in the middle of Kata Oshata, in the middle of every storm. Glory be to God. So I thank you, Lord, and I praise you that she will prosper according to your word and be in good health according to your word, as her soul developing and get stronger and get edified and strengthened in the Lord, even as her soul prosper according to 3 John 2 in the name of Jesus. So Lord, continue to bless this young lady as only you can in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, we thank God for you in the name of Jesus. And I just believe that it's going to be a great season for you, even as we read that scripture about famine and dry seasons and seasons of plenty. Even though you're young, I can see you experiencing both in your young life, but better is coming. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I receive
to God
that.
Be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, God bless you, and again, continue to pray for me in this book. I believe that God has already breathed on it, and God's going to get the glory. So continue to do what you do, and God is going to bless it.
Amen, and I will do so.
Amen. God bless you. We're going to take another caller. To God be the glory. We have a full switchboard tonight in the name of Jesus, and just be patient with us tonight. Again, Pastor Rebecca is here. She's in transit, but she's listening, and she will come on when the time permits. But this is coming from the area code of 813. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. And yes, congratulations on your book. This is Miriam. Ariella hasn't been able to be on because she's in cheerleading practice, so that's taking her away from here, and I haven't been on. A lot of things have been going on, but they're not bad things. But I have to just praise the Lord because he is such a miracle worker, okay? I don't know if you remember, my daughter has a business, and the this year from February, from February on, it was very, very slow. So the business, what she does is she receives articles for designers, and then they deliver them. Well, they were receiving, the warehouse was full, but nobody wanted their stuff delivered yet because sometimes the houses have to be built that they're delivering this to. So anyways, they were in the dry season because their deliveries is where they make most of their money. So they were behind. They were behind on their rent, on their warehouse. They were behind on all their bills. And my son helped them out, but, you know, they were so behind on that warehouse. So anyway, I want to tell you that God is such a gracious and wonderful God that the warehouse was going to be sold over to some other people. And the first owner said to her, they told him, Miriam, we want you to succeed in your business, so we're going to erase the debt, Pastor Anthony, of about $30,000. We're going to erase that debt. We are going to erase that debt, and so that your business can succeed. And we want you to succeed. And God's such a good God. You know, she's, my daughter's been going to church since, I think it was in Easter when she started going to church. And Lord, God is such a good God. You know, he loves us in spite of whatever we do or however we behave. You know, and I'm just giving praise, glory, and honor. And I want everybody to be encouraged with this situation. Do not stop praying, because that is, it's just an amazing blessing that she received.
That's only the favor of God. Pastor Rebecca, you have anything? Can you speak?
Yes, amen. Praise God. What a powerful testimony of God's grace and his glory resting upon the life of your daughter. And you're right, God is faithful. My God, that's encouraging me and so many other people who are still yet waiting on the Lord. Powerful testimony.
Well, to God be the glory.
Yes, we have to continue to pray. We have to not let go and let God. We have to just let God take care of it.
Amen. Well, we're going to lift that up before the Lord, because it is amazing that as we open with that text tonight, like you said, business was a little slow, and there was times where business was good. That's why they got back orders. That's why they stocked the warehouse, because business was good. And as you said, it slowed down. So we're going to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus. Pastor, did you want to pray?
No, go ahead, Pastor.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you for Miriam and her daughter, Lord, concerning their business. God, it doesn't matter what the economy is doing. It does not matter, in the name of Jesus, what other companies and other clients are doing. We believe that you gave them this idea. We believe that you gave them vision. We believe that you gave them the skills, the talents, the abilities, God, to create income for their families and their livelihood through this business. Now, God, we're asking you humbly to prosper it. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, God, to stir the hearts of the clients, to stir the hearts of the contractors and houses and the developers and the construction workers and the bankers, everybody, Father God, who is part of this process. We're asking that you move their heart, Lord, to stir up the business again, that you stir the hearts, Lord, where they would start transitioning the monies, God, and writing the checks towards Sister Miriam and her daughter's business in the name of Jesus. We thank you for even Son, Lord, hallelujah, helping them in a time of need. Continue to use this family to unite with one another, to hold each other's burdens up, to be there for one another, encouraging one another, even in those dry places, even when it's slow, even in those famine seasons, God, where it looked like nothing is prospering. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that abundance will happen. We pray that overflow and increase, glory be to God, is right there at the door. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that not according to the norm, but God, in the name of Jesus, the children of God, we are special to you, and God, you can do anything but fail. So right now, we speak a blessing over this business. We speak Thanks. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus, that money will begin to transfer hands, that the business Thanks. Will prosper, that the sales will go forward in the name of Jesus. And God, that plenty, it will start being a season of plenty once again in the name Thanks. Of Jesus. So, Lord, help them not to worry. Help them not to stress during sometimes a slow season. Help them not to panic or give up on this dream in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, though it your word says, though it tarry, help Miriam and her daughter and all the business partners, help them to wait for it in the name of Jesus. So we believe by faith that this business is already successful. It will continue to be successful. And it will continue to grow and get stronger with more clients and more customers and more business coming in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we believe that God is watching over. Oh, like you said, that warehouse still is in you guys' possession, even though the enemy tried to get it sold right up under your noses. God didn't allow it. $30,000, that's a lot of money. Only God can do something that enormous.
That's
why we serve him.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Well, thank God. And let's pray for Ariella real quickly. Like you said, she's cheerleading in her summer. We're going to pray. I don't know if school started in the Florida area, but in New Jersey it starts in 2 weeks. Did it start in Florida?
Yes, it did. It started last Thursday.
Okay, well, amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for little Ariella, this young prayer warrior. God, at an early age, she loves prayer. At an early age, through watching her grandmother, God, she knows you hear our voice. At an early age, she know that prayer makes a difference with mom and dad and her family. So, God, watch over her as she cheerleads. Give her, God, the ability to do the routines and to be one of the leaders on the team and to be and let it be fun for her little young life in the name of Jesus. And, God, as she go to the next grade, let her excel. Let her get A's and B's and make the honor roll in the name of Jesus. Let her do great in her class and let her connect with the teacher and let it be a wonderful school year for Ariella, meeting new friends and meeting new kids to play with in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for this young life. We thank you as she's watching her grandmother as a witness. She wants to do the things of God, and God continue to watch over Ariella and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you both, and thank you for
God
this prayer
bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we thank God for you. And like I said, sometimes you stay away, but we know you're here in heart and spirit. And when you do call in, we so love to hear from you.
Thank you. I love you guys. God bless you.
Pastor, you have anything?
We love you too. We love you too. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless.
Yes, God is good. God is good. I just see so much. I see so much growth in Sister Miriam's family that this God showed me super glue while Pastor was praying for you and praying for the family and your testimony about your daughter and how your son came to her aid and Ariella and everybody. God showed me super glue. He's creating a new bond that cannot be broken. It is a strength, a resiliency that I hear in your spirit through faith in God's word that God would do what he said he would do. And I see it's coming to pass. Manifestation, you're standing in the middle of manifestation.
Yes, amen. Praise
Glory.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's coming to pass. It's beautiful in my sight.
And in mine.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless
him
you.
The glory.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Pastor, I agree with that. Her prayers have been toward her children and her grandchildren. And as you said, that's the business part, but God is doing something supernatural with the entire family. I see that also, and that was an awesome prophetic word into her life, reminding her that her prayers are being answered. We're going to take another caller in the name of Jesus. Okay, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, before you do that, is Prophetess Michelle still on the line?
I don't have her line open, but I can reopen it. You want to reopen it?
No, you don't have to reopen it. You don't have to reopen it. She's still here.
Yes, she's still here, yes.
Okay, I just want to release this word. You don't have to open the line. But even as you were praying, I was like, Pastor, is my line open? Is my line opening? Because I heard her laugh. And God's getting ready to release laughter. She's in a season of laughter. She's in a season of joy. So her mourning days have passed, and she's entered into the season of the garment of praise. So God wants her to elevate her praise and continue to praise him. He wants her to keep laughing because he's giving her some things. He's releasing some things that she's been waiting for. The famine is over. Even from the text that you preach from, the famine is over. And like Sarah, God is making her laugh. So she's in her season. Michelle, you're in your season of laughter.
My God.
Amen.
She heard you. She heard you, Pastor, and I did not have your line open when I was praying with her and for her. So now she did hear that prophetic word that she is in a whole nother season where, amen, as you just said, the laughter will be there, and we thank God for that. We're going to take another caller. This is also from the area code 919, but it's ending in 2059. God bless.
Hi, this is Jamila. How you guys doing?
God bless, Sister Geneva. We're doing well tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just have kind of two quick requests. The main one is I have a friend named Renee, and she can hear, she's can hear on the line, but she's not on the phone with me. If you can pray for finances and her husband, that'd be great. And if you have a few minutes afterwards, just say a quick prayer for me. Concerning my prayer life.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Pastor, you want me to go forward?
Yes.
Pastor, to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for Sister Geneva tonight in the name of Jesus, even as she has lifted up her friend Renee, who is listening in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this woman of God. God, you know the desires of our heart. You know where she's standing in the need of prayer. And right now, we lift up Renee to you, and we speak favor over her life. We know that your grace and your mercy are new every morning towards her. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare over her life that goodness and mercy are following her all the days of her life. Now, God, give us strength. God, give her endurance. God, give her, in the name of Jesus, the ability, the courage, and the boldness that she needs in this season to walk by faith and not by sight, to go, glory be to God, not by how she feels, but how your words have already spoken to her. You are not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you shall repent. And God, I believe by faith right now as we pray for Renee that her strength is being renewed, that the joy of the Lord will continue to be her strength in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, stir up the finances right now. We speak, glory be to God, an increase to that household. We speak right now in the name of Jesus, a financial miracle over Renee and her household in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said that we will prosper according to your word. So we speak life to every day situation. We speak abundance over her in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe right now, God, that you're stirring up the finances, that you're stirring up the increased income, that goodness is on its way to her resident in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, give her the ability through her hands. I feel the Holy Ghost. Through her hands, she will be gainfully employed. Through her hands, God, you will have the right career and the right fit for her to receive the money that she needs to pay the mortgage and to pay the bills and to do the things that she needs to do to sustain her family in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for her husband right now. God, touch him. Touch him as a man as only you can. Men need help. And right now we speak for her husband and we say, Lord, have your way in his life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak him as a mighty man of valor. We speak him in the spirit of King David, being strong and courageous. We speak, glory be to God, in the life, hallelujah, of Abraham. Let him be a man of great faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, you called us husbands to be priests, providers, and protectors of our family. And right now, God, we pray and we speak that he is the priest, the provider, and the protector for Renee and his family. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, God, use him as a man. Use him as a representative of your glory. Make him strong.
Yes,
if the devil tried to discourage this man of God, we remove it right now. In the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of frustration off of this man. We bind that spirit, glory be to God, of fear and doubt off of his life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as a husband, bless their marriage. As a husband, unite them as only you can. As a husband, your word commands for him to love his wife as Christ loved the church. So, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that he will exemplify the word of Almighty God in his life. And no weapon against him or his marriage will prosper. So, Lord, bless that marriage of Renee and her husband. Bless their monies.
Lord.
Let them prosper. Let them prosper as a couple in the name of Jesus. And we speak over Geneva right now, who prayed for Renee. She already has an increased prayer life. She already has a godly prayer life, even placing her friend on her heart. So right now, give her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that request that she asked for tonight. Give her a greater love for prayer. Give her a greater desire to pray. Give her, in the name of Jesus, like the movie War Room, the ability to go into her personal closet and pray with authority, pray with might, and to pray with power like she's never known before, in the name of Jesus. So I say, bless Geneva, God. Bless her in a mighty way. Let her know that life and death is in the power of her tongue. Let her know that her words do matter and that you hear her prayers in the name of Jesus. So bless Geneva. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor, you
Thank
have
you,
anything
amen.
For Geneva or Renee?
Jamila.
Jamila,
God says there's power in your prayer. There's great power in your prayer. That's why your prayer life has been under such an attack, because it releases you into your obedience, which opens up your spiritual realm. God is taking you into another realm, and he wants to take you out of the natural realm so that you can tap into the supernatural, which is going to release everything that God has for you. So there's a breakthrough, my God, in your obedience. God says, look at it as just someone, you coming to me in the morning or whenever you come to me, just as a conversation with me because you love me. He said, don't look at it as routine or mandatory. But God says, when you come to meet with me, he says, not only am I going to love on you and give you a fresh power, new strength, he says, but I'm going to release revelation to you. And then I see your family. I see some people, your family, locked up. And they're locked up because of this thing in prayer. The devil don't want you to pray. But when you press through and begin to pray, it's going to unlock a whole lot of things. And some prisoners in your life are going to be set free. And you are going to be set free in some areas in your life where you have been locked up. So that's an opposition. So God says just make the choice to obey and pray. God says just pray. Come to me. Come to me and pray. And God says watch what I do because there is a warfare around your prayer. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer life. And we bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And we release the supernatural power of God for her to go forth in prayer, for her to go to our Father and sit with him and talk with him and commune with him so that he can put fresh oil on her. My God, so she can walk out into the natural realm on her assignment that you gave her for this earth realm. So we thank you for Jamila, God, and we thank you, and we declare victory over her life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So you just got to go because God just, I saw the doors just open up. Every demon that thought he had a stronghold on your prayer life, and he has been demolished. We put him under our feet. We have the power to stomp on serpents and scorpions. We put the devil under our feet tonight in the area of your prayer life. And we declare that you are loose to pray. So go ahead and pray. And pray
thank
with
you,
power. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I just want to say
this about Renee. God has put some great giftings on the inside of her. And God says it's in her, her prosperity. Renee, your prosperity is in you. My God. And I bind up that spirit, Pastor. When you were praying for Renee and her husband, I saw a spirit of intimidation and oppression that had come against that household and that had come against that couple, my God, trying to separate and trying to get the husband to come out of order against the wife and the wife against the husband, trying to create conflict, my God, in the house, my God. But but no weapon formed against them can prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. And tonight we release a fresh anointing on their marriage so that they can go forth and prosper together because there's a great purpose over that couple. And Renee, there's riches in your hand. There's wealth in, Pastor, you called it. There's wealth in her house. There's wealth in her.
Amen.
She has prosperity in her. Amen. But the spirit of intimidation, we bind that up tonight. Low self-esteem, intimidation, spirit of rejection. My God, we bind it up. The triple threat that against her destiny, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we release you and we loose you by the power of God to prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank God for you. Amen, Sister Jamila.
Amen.
And as she is listening, I just received that word. There's nothing else to be said. Like Pastor said, you pray because the enemy is trying to get you not to pray, and you're going to see, amen, the manifestation of miracles. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, guys. Thank you.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
We
God
got two more callers tonight, Pastor, two more callers. And we're going to get them on the air tonight. To God be the glory. Pastor, this is coming from the area code of 832. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elaine.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Elaine. How are you?
God bless you. I'm doing good. I was just calling. I know
you,
somebody
you.
Else you have to pray. I know you got one more other person behind you, so I'll make it quick. I was just calling. I just wanted to know why the Lord has me in the neighborhood, the area where he has me, and then just whatever the Lord has to say. I'm always happy to hear from the Lord.
Amen. Well, the
to
first
God.
Thing I heard when I heard your voice was fresh oil. fresh oil. And that's why I heard it. I heard fresh oil because there's a stagnation in the neighborhood that you're in. And there's a spiritual stagnation. And God has sent you there to release fresh oil. And that's why you've gone through the pressure that you've gone through, even with the family and some of the things that you have had, the opposition, because God has been pressing you and allowing the situations to press you to release the oil, to release the anointing that you need to be in the neighborhood that you're in. It's a tricky place. It's not a place that you would ordinarily find yourself in. But God says, I do not want you to look to the left or to the right. Do not look at their faces, my God, but continue to pray and continue to receive from me your marching orders. God's going to give you marching orders to what to do and where to go and how to do what to do when he deems it to be appropriate, but there is fresh oil that's being released out of you. So God is saying to me, I hear God saying, accelerate your prayer life. I know you're in God's face. I know you're praying. But God says, continue. I need you to pray for that neighborhood, my God. I need you to pray for the neighborhood. I need you to pray for the local churches. I need you to pray for the pastors, because God says he's going to use you, my God, I hear you, Lord, as a conduit, my God, to bring a revival, my God, of his fresh oil, of his anointing, of his presence, of his power. My God, it's going to be like a domino effect as you pray. You may not even be used publicly, but God wants to use you. He's going to definitely use you privately in your prayer closet as you intercede. You've been called to intercede, my God. That's why he's showing you what he's showing you as you intercede, as you pray, as you lift up what you see. My God, and don't be worried, don't be scared, don't be frustrated by what you see, but lift it up, God says, in prayer to me, and your prayers are powerful and effective. Your prayers, oh my God, Mama Koshelalikina, your prayers are powerful and effective, my God. My God, I see a shrinking violet. I'm going to let you go. But I see a shrinking violet, my God. I see a woman who came out the gate on fire for God, and you were going and going strong, and then something happened along the way where somebody almost wanted to put you in your place, my God, and made you feel like what you had to offer was not of value. And God says, arise, for my glory has shone upon you, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bind up that spirit that's trying to stop you and oppress you and make you feel like, my God, well, maybe I just don't have what it takes, or maybe I just don't have enough, or I'm not as anointed as this one. God says, it's not you, it's me. And I need you to release me in that atmosphere, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Pastor, you want to go ahead and pray for Sister Elaine? I'm going to conclude there.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, even as, hallelujah, we read from the life of Joseph, the pit didn't make sense. The prison didn't make sense. Being a slave in Potiphar's house didn't make sense. And Father God, she opened up with saying, why is she where she is right now? And sometimes, God, hallelujah, we can't see it, we can't trace it, but God, you have her where she is right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as Pastor Rebecca have said, the oil is being released, the anointing is being increased. The oil is being released, and the anointing is being increased. So, God, you have her where you want her in the name of Jesus. Just like Joseph, the opportunity came, and this has been declared the year of the boom, breakthrough, opportunity, open doors, and manifestation. That has still been declared over Elaine's life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't change who God is. So, God, give us strength. Give her a godly perspective. Let us see through the eyes of God what she can't see in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let us see through the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. And let her discern like never before that you have her right where you need her. In Jesus' name.
My God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. That helps me so much.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
And Pastor, I forgot to tell you that Elaine did text us and say congratulations on your book launch. We've been so busy with family and the function that I forgot to tell you that she sent that text.
Oh, that's
well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I know, and I think you're an author also, and I need all the encouragement I can get. Thank everyone in the prayer line, but thank those who are text and sent Facebook messages personally. It really does encourage me, and I really love and appreciate it from each and every one of you. Thanks, Sister Elaine. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. One more call, the pastor, and it's going to close out our night tonight. This is coming from the area code of 678. Our final caller, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, and congratulations once again, Pastor Anthony. The title of that book goes so well with that smile on your face. So,
amen.
Amen to that. I mean,
amen.
It just glows from your mouth to that book. So
amen.
I mean, and I'm not gonna sing a song, but I do want to say read a lyrics to a couple of lyrics to a song that I wanted to sing. It's by Donnie McClurkin, and it so happens to be Order My Steps. So. It says, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you're working, help me be still. Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. And I just want to bring you an update on my disability, Becca and Pastor Anthony. I have been waiting for my answer, and I'm really getting so close that I could just feel it. I called today. I called today the judge's office again to find out what was my delay. But anyway, they said they went ahead and finally closed my case, and they had an answer, and they were going to mail it to me August 18th. They mailed it out. Come to find out, they mailed it to the wrong address, so I won't even get it. And I told the guy, listen, can you at least please tell me, is it good or bad? He says, oh, it's good. He said, but I can't tell you anything else. I said, well, can you please mail that letter to me? He says, oh, I'm not going to mail it. That's not my job to do, so on and so forth. And so I started telling him, listen, you ever heard about blessing someone and you could be blessed with that too? He goes, yes, I'm a true believer. I says, okay, well, can you please bless me with that letter? Can you please bless me with that letter and send it to
Amen.
The correct address? God will bless you, I told him. So he said, well, okay. I said, since you put it that way, he said, I'm going to put it in the mail today. So I'm just praying, God, that this is what I'm getting is what I want. But I did call Social Security, and they told me that they couldn't give me an answer because I'm going to be the first one to know before him. So I know it's coming, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just expecting, dear God, and I have faith that that's going to come to pass. So I just want you to continue to pray, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, because I know that God has the last word, and I'm being patient. I really am, and he knows my situation. And even my cousin told me today, another cousin I have, she told me today, well, Maria, what about if it's not enough, you know, for you to live off of it? I says, listen, I'm not going to worry, because if God took me to it, he's gonna see me through it. So that's like the last thing on my mind that I'm worrying about. So thank you, Jesus, for the blessings that you have given me, and the blessings that are the blessings that you're getting ready to give me. And I want to say a prayer for my cousin Carmen. She's finally on a little vacation. She really deserves it. So I'm so happy that she's just enjoying her time. So God bless everyone on this prayer line, and I'm just asking for the same prayers. And God bless you all.
Amen. Pastor?
Amen. Praise God. I just heard breakthrough. Amen. I heard breakthrough. God is, this is it. Amen. And we just thank God in advance Amen. We are expecting good news. We're still expecting good news. And we still declaring victory, even in that situation, winning every battle in life. And we know that God, he never fails. And the word has been declared over your life, Maria, that will provide, that God's going to provide for you in your latter years, that your latter days shall be better, and that God is sending provision. So we don't know how he's going to do it, but we know he's going to do it. So
Amen.
I'm excited. I feel an excitement in my bones, in my spirit, over this letter that's coming. Amen. And I'm still waiting.
Amen.
When you said you had news, I was shouting already. So I know and I feel that God has done something marvelous, and we're going to hear a great testimony.
Yes,
and I believe that until the very end.
Yes,
I'm not budging.
Thank you.
I believe
thank
it's a
you.
Yes. I'm not budging.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not budging. I refuse to budge.
Yes,
I'm not
Lord.
God
thank
said
you.
It. I'm not saying God said it, but I feel in my knowing that God did it.
I
mean,
feel it in my
God.
Heart.
Yes, amen.
Thank
so, Pastor,
you, Jesus.
That's it. I'm
thank
driving
you in advance.
Now. So, Pastor, I'm going to let you pray.
Yeah, let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria, Lord. Even she got the word that it is good news. And God, she just said, hallelujah, that whatever the amount is, she's trusting you in every area of her life. So your word declares that trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on it. And all your ways acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And God, that's what she's been doing. She's been trusting you. She's been applying his word to her life. Now, God, give her favor. Let the letter come to her that she can have the proof in her hand in the name of Jesus. And let it be adequate. Let it be sufficient in the name of Jesus. So we're just going to continue and trust and agree with Sister Maria that is going to be good and all good. We pray, even as she said, for Sister Carmen with the family away on vacation. Watch over them in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, God, as only you can. Glory be to God. So bless Sister Maria's son and her household, her cousins, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as she said, getting this letter and this good news and the praise report and the joy of the Lord, we believe by faith is already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. I received that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the book, Victory Over Cancer, Winning Every Battle in Life. And yes, I am smiling.
I know that,
Glenn. Today was a good day. I took some books to work where I work, and so many of my coworkers supported me, and I thank God for that. Church, the book launch was a blessing, and I even thank everybody on the prayer line in advance for purchasing their copies right at the website and the Facebook website. I thank you in advance for supporting this book in the name of Jesus. Well, we will be here for our Word Wednesday on tomorrow night, same time, 7:30. Please tune in and join in for the Word of the Lord. We're starting a new series, a new victory series, and it's going to be a blessing on tomorrow in the name of Jesus. So tomorrow night, 7:30. Pastor, is there anything I'm forgetting?
No.
Well, to God be the glory.
Well
Sister Maria is our... Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, for those who are local, please come out on Sunday. Sundays, we meet at 12:30 at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. We would love to see you. We would love to have you there. And again, we're beginning a new series in the church. We're believing God for healing, breakthrough. We're believing God for breakthrough in every area of life. We're believing God for prosperity. We're believing God for victory because it's already ours. It's already ours. So God's going to move mightily over this next month, and we're excited about this month that's coming up. If you have someone in the New Jersey area, tell them about New Creation Christian Ministries. God is doing a mighty thing in that house. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And like Pastor said, you want to get a copy of his book, victory over cancer, winning every battle in life. My God, this book is powerful. It's anointed. It's changing lives. God is getting the glory already. We're getting great testimonies back of how people are encouraged through reading this book. So you want to get this book and read this book. Amen. And then by all means, please do continue to sow. Continue to sow your financial seed into the ministry. We thank God for your partnership with us. We thank God that you're part of the new creation family and vision, that we could continue to move forth with what God has given us to do. So we thank you in advance for your faithful giving, and we love you guys. God bless you. I just want to say a prayer. Father God, we thank you for Mother May Thomas. We thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you, Lord, for Jamal and Gail. God, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all, for Sister Rita, Father God, Sister Lori and her family, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in each and every life, God. Bless each and every life, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our country, God. We pray, Father God, for unity, peace and unity in our country. We bind the racial discord in the name of Jesus, and we loose your order, your divine order, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in Barcelona, Father God, who were hurt, injured by that terrorist attack, oh God, of those of that vehicle. And we pray, Father God, for the families of those who were killed in that incident. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you as we go forth from this prayer line, that we go forth with victory, that we go forth with rejoicing, because the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. And God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh, we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. You have the final word tonight, and we just thank God for the people of God. Well, good night, everyone. Amen. We're going to go off tonight with hallelujah. Vicky Yowie, God bless. Good night. God bless.